Well, the song is called Daydreams, and again, you heard it first right here on Laguna's Only FM. We are a nonprofit radio station, member-supported. That's why we get to play artists like that. The song was called Daydreams from Midi Matilda. They're in studio right now. Hi!
Hello, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Thanks for taking the time. You guys are not exactly touring the whole country, right? But you're touring the... Southern California right now, is that the case?
No, man, we just got off a world tour.
Yeah. No, really? Were you, did you two open up for you? Was that the case?
You got it.
Right? Logan and Skylar from the band, you guys are relatively new. I mean, we could say that. You guys came out with an EP. It was the Red Light District EP. Was that early in 2012 or was that the end of 2011?
And that was, yeah, it was earlier 2012, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's been well received from what I imagine. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be playing.
Cool.
Right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be playing Stillwater. And then I actually heard come February, there might be a nationwide tour. Is that the case?
There are talks.
There's a buzz happening about that.
Well, as an independent band who's absolutely legit, we love the EP. You also came out with a new song not too long ago called Love in the Movies. There's a video out for it. We got to touch on all the video stuff that you guys have been doing because there's a handful of videos out there. And who is it? Is it Logan who has a background in video production?
Yeah, dude, the
videos are legit, and it goes along with the music superbly. So what's the scene like in San Francisco, you guys?
The music scene?
Yes.
It's different than L.A.
It is definitely different than L.A.
In what ways, you guys?
Well, there's a lot of people doing stuff in L.A. Musical people, actors, creative people. And San Francisco is, I don't know, it just doesn't have as much. You'll find anything
community.
You want in San Francisco, I think, but you just got to look a little harder. Mm-hmm. And there's not as many people putting on shows. I mean, there's lots of great venues in San Francisco. Lots of really good bands, so... Really, it's just different. I enjoy being in the Bay, though. So.
Yeah, it's a bit more sparse, but yeah, we definitely like it up there. It's nice. It's nice to come down to LA and the SoCal area and play down here and visit down here because we love it down here. But
yeah,
we love our home back north.
You got a favorite place to play in San Francisco?
I think
you guys have a residency somewhere. What's going on up there?
No, there's a couple venues.
We played the Bill Graham Civic Center a couple times a week. It's nice, you know.
We played at a couple different spots, a couple different times at certain ones. We really like the mezzanine.
The mezzanine is
a lot
very
of fun
nice.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Never heard of it. Never been there. I've heard of the Fillmore. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Fillmore.
Right?
That is definitely a thing.
And thanks to Grant, by the way, who basically facilitated this entire interview. We're stoked. And, dude, your songs are winners. Like, we're going to add it to the normal rotation and hear from you guys periodically. And then when you speak of us in your travels in the future, please speak of us kindly.
Oh,
you know it. We love you guys.
So what kind of setup do we have? We're going to play another song from you guys and then actually play live in studio. But what did you bring to perform live?
We're going to do two songs. We're going to do a broken down version of Red Light District, which is off of the EP. Mm-hmm. And you can even find a lovely video of that exact version on YouTube. Logan was a big part of making that happen, and then we're gonna do another song called Ottawa.
All right, so, cool. And you got your Les Paul.
Yeah, I've got a guitar.
Yeah,
we get fiddle here, and
I have an iPad with Retina display.
Very cool. With Retina display, is that a thing? They make fun of me all the time. They say that I hate technology because my iPhone is like super old or whatever. Yeah, I don't know, but I am happy to actually have the opportunity to plug an iPad into the soundboard here. So we'll see how that goes. Actually, we're just sound checking. It sounded rad, you guys.
Awesome,
good.
So I guess in the nature of keeping this thing moving, I'm gonna play another song. Now this is relatively new, not off the last EP. Is there any story behind this song, like anything going on with Love in the Movies? I have seen the video and it's awesome.
Awesome, that's good.
Thank you. Yeah, one day we just got in the studio and just started jamming.
This song came to fruition.
Not exactly.
Jumped on a truck and started driving.
Yeah, we jumped on a truck and started rocking out, and this thing just was birthed out of that.
All right, so we're gonna do that. Midi Matilda is the band. You guys have a huge presence on the internet. Your songs are great. Your videos are legit. We're gonna play this, which is just about 3.5 minutes long. You guys are nice enough to perform for us in studio, and it should be mentioned that you are playing tonight in Dana Point. At Stillwater, and it's a benefit for, I think, the Orange County chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation. Is that what you heard?
Indeed. Yes. We're excited. It's a really cool foundation, and the venue's awesome, and we have a lot of people coming out, and you should too.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, Midi Matilda, and the song is called Love in the Movies on KX93.5. Enjoy. Paired up with a amazing video. We got to post the video on our Facebook page. KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach, nonprofit, member supported. Midi Matilda is in the studio right now. Again, thanks for taking the time, although I already thanked you.
And again, thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
We appreciate your time.
So nobody is missing in the band. It's just you guys. And when people go down to Stillwater, it's just going to be you guys, correct?
Well, it's going to be us with the audience, and that's part of the band too, right?
No, naturally. It's the third band member. Yeah. It's like the fifth Beatle or the fourth Shemp in, I don't even know if you get that reference. So you guys have been actually, people dig on the 80s new wave type of stuff. I imagine that a lot of your listeners, the younger crowd, is not familiar with that type of music or that genre or that era. Is that what you guys grew up listening to? Because there is kind of a, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we both grew up listening to that music because that's what our parents listened to, or that's what was,
some cool parents.
Yeah, no, some indeed. Pretty cool parents. Hi, Mom. And I think we both also just grew up listening to a lot of rock and roll music, and some the production techniques in the 80s and the bands that were big in the 80s have just great
so
rock
that
sounds.
Is an influence on you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We feel, we feel a resurgence of some pretty sweet 80s sounds and vibes that are going to come back soon, and we want to be on that bandwagon.
Who else is doing it now, you think? Who comes to
We were just listening to Tegan and Sarah. Closer. Yeah. That's a great song. That's got some
like, so catchy.
Yeah. So they're doing. They have some stuff in there that definitely pulls from some pretty cool 80s stuff.
It's the indie electro pop. Would you guys say you fit that genre? Not to pigeonhole you guys in something.
Sure. I mean, that's an easy way just to describe it. We've been described like that on a bunch of different blogs and stuff. So we've kind of
that sounds pretty
that.
Cool.
Kind of just adopted that as being what it is.
Here's my favorite question before we rip into another song from you guys. Again, Mini Matilda in studio. They are playing a show tonight at Stillwater. What's one record you can never part with? Again, rather than asking you who your influences are, this is my favorite question. What's one record you would never sell? Or lend it to a friend, you'll always have, in your collection type of thing. And this goes for Logan and Skylar.
Foo Fighters ever long.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get when you ask this question.
It's yours, Skylar?
Yeah, let's stick with that one.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's all truth right there.
That's all truth. All right. You're thinking. I could see you
I'm thinking.
Man, you really put us on the spot with that one, man.
I'm a huge fan of Beatles Revolver. That's a pretty big...
There you go. That's a good one, too.
Big album for me. That was my first Beatles album that I really got into, and I love them.
Uh-huh. So many questions. The last song that we played, Love in the Movies, was produced by who?
That was produced by us.
That was us.
Okay, and you linked up with a new producer. John King is his name, and he's worked with who in the past?
Many people. He produced Mbop from Hanson.
Yes.
Hey, I'm a fan. I'm a big Hanson fan. He produced
Odelay by Beck. He did
awesome
Beastie Boys.
So how'd you link up with this super producer of sorts?
Friends of friends of friends of friends.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Worked out really well. So we've been working on some new songs with him that are going to be out next year. And awesome guy. He actually also did Tenacious D's first two albums.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to put you on the map. We're down to promote anything. Again, whenever you come through Southern California, the studio is yours. If there's anything you want to promote, and maybe we could like throw a show for our listeners and maybe have you guys perform down the road.
Awesome.
Let's play Stranger.
Let's do it.
Before we actually perform in the studio, by the way, if people want to check you out on the internet, your presence is all over the place, right? Got the Bandcamp, the MySpace, the Facebook, the Reverb Nation.
No MySpace. No MySpace. When this band started, we said, screw it. We're not going down that road. We just went with the new stuff. We got Facebook. We got the Bandcamp.
And you're on Twitter. I just tweeted at you guys. Listen, a retweet or a tweet back would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Mitty Matilda, the song's called Stranger. And then you guys are going to play for us, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right, KX93.5.
Is it wrong to be a stranger?
right. The band is Midi Matilda from San Francisco. They're kind enough to come into the studio right now. You just heard Stranger. I feel like if you like Interpol or Incubus or The Killers or Coldplay or Snow Patrol, you would probably like this band. We're listener-supported KX93.5. Well, only one of us is mic'd in the studio, and you guys are going to rip into a song soon, right?
Yes, we are.
All right, what did you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Red Light District.
All right, this is off the Red Light District EP, which is available right now. Again, the record sounds great. We have the iPad in studio. We're plugging in, and I can't wait to hear how this sounds, you guys. So again, Midi Matilda in studio. We're going to rip into a song in KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
See your lights on. I can feel the mouth of the beast. Oh, it always says my name wrong. Old machines break down in the middle of the road while it fights to keep its lights on. Oh, when you feel like this, strung along like this, you're on the hilltops tonight. You're in the red light district. Don't be alone. It's my body and soul. My body and soul. Don't you let go. She is a woman, and a woman won't bring my spirits down. No, till there's no one else around. Oh, and where is a woman when you need one, when you feel the most alone, when you feel the most alone? I could be your lover. Hold me till the next one at least. Love me when the rain comes. Break down in the middle of the road. I think you turn the lights on. When you feel like this, strung along like this, well, you're on the hilltops tonight. You're in the red light district. Don't be low. It's my body and soul. My body and soul, don't you let go. She is a woman, and a woman won't bring my spirits down. No, till there's no one else around. Oh, and where is a woman when you need one, when you feel the most alone, when you feel the most alone?
Almost forgot to turn on my mic. Midi Matilda in studio. That was amazing, you guys. Thank you so much for performing that. That was Red. What song was that again?
Red Light District.
Dude, you guys are legit. That was very cool. And thanks, we were so concerned how. I mean, we were just miking you with our microphones in the studio, but I think that sounded pretty damn good. If you wanna, you got a question for this up and coming band? Really up and coming. You guys are relatively new. The number here is 949-715-KXFM. You guys bring any CDs for us or anything? Or
yes.
Vinyl?
Yes.
Would you leave some?
We will.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. And I noticed you already signed our membership wall.
Skylar did. Skylar did with two pens at once.
Two pens. Right. Rainbow.
So we already talked about a lot of stuff already, but your videos are great. Which one of you has the video background?
Tis I.
Tis I. Well,
that I is Logan Grimay.
And
everybody.
Logan is formally trained in video stuff.
I wouldn't say formally trained, but I've explored quite a few different avenues in the video world.
Right on. Well, how many are out there right now? I've seen three.
We have two music videos that we've put out, and then we've put out a couple of different live videos. We have one of us playing that song that we just played up on top of a rooftop where Skylar and I used to live together in Berkeley. And then we have a new one that some friends of ours shot for us for a song called By the Firelight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have a studio version of the next song we're going to play also. So we got a bunch of different little things. We have more cinematic music videos to come.
Yeah, videos are great. And you guys are all doing this without the budget of a major label?
This Correct. Is true.
Amazing. Who's funding the next national tour? You know, have you guys done like a Kickstarter?
Can you guys
thing?
Loan us some money?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are right. That's what this is all about.
Me? No, man, we just launched. We need members. We need money, man. you know, that's how we stay afloat. Like, we're so small. We're not like Arbitron rated. Uh-huh. So we can't go to people and say, here are our ratings. We can't do that. It's member supported. And
I give you guys a 10 of 10.
You guys are feeling the station thus far, right? I
Definitely.
Know you guys just showed up.
Yeah, no, you guys have a good thing going on here.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Kind of a unique thing, not to mention the Pacific Ocean is right there. It's pretty freaking cool, you guys.
Let's put this out there. This is the first official radio thing that we've done.
Really?
It
so
is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It'll be podcasted and we'll blow it up on our social networking. And again, that sounded great when you guys ripped into that one song live. So hopefully you guys could share it with all your fans. Our fans see you, your fans see us, and then all of a sudden it gets crazy like that. And then when Elton John's opening up for you at the Irvine Bowl or wherever in Orange County,
love that guy.
You guys will remember us in your liner
That's
notes
right.
or something.
That's right.
All right.
Coming up together.
Mitty Matilda, it is Skylar and Logan in studio from San Francisco. They are playing a benefit for Surf Rider Foundation tonight at Stillwater. KX93.5, we are listener-supported. Community-funded radio station. How many ways could you actually say that? I have no idea. I'm Mookie, and what did you guys want to do now? You want to hear another song? You guys wanted to play again?
Yeah, you want to do another one?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, you just
You're
put your guitar down. What happened?
Oh, I don't need it.
Oh, you don't need it for this
I'm going to beatbox the whole song.
All right, rad. Let's do that then. What song did you guys want to play? Oh, and Shakers for this one, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
The song is off of the EP as well. It's called Ottawa.
All right. This is... you never know what you're going to get with artists. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth, but you guys are very personable and friendly, so thanks again.
Yes.
Mitty Matilda in studio. My buttons all look good, so we can play that song whenever you'd like. All right.
Unsure, lady, if there's room for you and I, you're pouring your concrete, and it's taking time for it to dry, and your voice is restful, oh, like a lullaby, but here in the city, I'm likely to forget and toss it in the wind. Kings till they cut us down. We could live the dream till we come around. And I see the edge of a thousand miles. Oh, you're pouring your concrete. Don't think you'll see my face again. I found a way that I think you'll like. I believed I was polished, rough around the edges, dancing in your heart. Whoa, 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 whoa. We could be the kings till they cut us down. Mm-hmm. We could live the dream till we come around. I found a way, yeah, I think you'll like. I believed I was polished, rough around the edges, and dancing in your heart. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. could live the dream till we come around. I found a way, yeah, I think you'll like. I believe that was polished, rough around the edges and dancing in your heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Awesome, you guys. Midi Matilda, that was a live performance. I know you guys out there in Radio Land think it was recorded or on a CD. It was not. Skylar and Logan are here from the band KX93.5. We are Laguna's only FM. Your support's greatly appreciated. If you want to be a member of this radio station, go to our website. More information right there. We're in the midst of doing our first ever membership drive, which is rad. That is so awesome, you playing those tunes off of that little doohickey. What do you call that little doohickey?
This thingamabobber?
That thingamabobber, that little gadget.
It's a little iPad.
It's a little iPad.
Like I said, iPad with Retina display.
That's so cool. So tonight, do you have like a drum kit set up at Stillwater?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There will be drums.
Uh-huh. Multiple drums.
Many more things.
Very cool.
It's like a drum line. It's like a conga line.
Well, you guys also were nice enough to talk to someone from one of our other shows, and that would be Grant. And the show tonight is a sound break, like a sound break radio, right, Grant? Is that what it's called? Is that what we're calling it?
Yes.
That's at 8 p.m. on the radio station, so we can hear more of Midi Matilda, you guys, later on at 8. We're going to podcast this. Dude, the audio sounds great. So, thanks so much for doing it, you guys. Is there anything you wanted to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with your music thus far?
Look us up.
Yeah, look us up.
Come see a show.
Station for having us
here.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Definitely. Say hi to us. We answer people online. We actually do talk to our fans too.
Right. Well,
people,
Right. We're gonna tweet at you.
Oh, yeah. Right.
We be right. Tweeting.
So you don't have handlers or industry or record label people dealing with your social media. Like if people Facebook you or tweet at you, like it's you guys, right?
See this phone right here?
I see it.
That's it right there.
What does that do, Higgy? What is that gadget? What does that do?
That's Midi Matilda HQ.
All right, Logan and Skylar, looking forward to the show tonight, rain or shine at Stillwater in Dana Point. Again, we could stop the station down. So anything else you wanted to say before we go?
Thanks so much for having us.
Peace, right. Peace on earth.
Awesome.
Peace on earth. All right, KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Only FM.
Only FM.
Only FM. Only FM.